Then he should not. Okay, he said, can you tell him, you're the guy, can you tell the guy before Shabbos, turn it on for me tomorrow? Shas at chak.
If a Jew has workers or assistants that are going, and their holidays are coming up, are they allowed to? Is he allowed to let them bring their other lizara, like little things, into the office?
What kind of lizara do you
have? Or just like signs? Maybe a sign like you have to just marry.
Huh?
Yeah.
Can a person put together pieces of a puzzle on Shabbos?
No.
No. Even if it's temporary.
If not, on Shabbos.
It's a mouse that you bring in. To use your shoes. Yes.
By mistake, you have a light in the refrigerator and you close it on Shabbos and the light opens up. You call a guy in. He can shut the light for you if you hint him. Now, as...
Of course, you're allowed to tell the boy. But suppose he has no boy. So the Jew himself should open up the door.
And also, if you want to give him a present for shutting the light for you, are you allowed to give it to him, or is it considered like payment for doing it?
What's wrong with that?
Thank you.
Are you allowed to play Scrabble on Shabbos?
No, that's not the case.
Because Udu Chol, not because it's Ksiva, not because it's writing, it's just not a Shabbos activity. You have to know what the Yisra is. Rafi.
If a person has an alarm system on their house, and it accidentally someone opens up a window, and it goes off on Shabbos, what should they do?
No, but what should they do about it, is your question.
Yeah, should they turn it off?
Now the alarm is ringing in the house. It went off by accident. So it destroys their Shabbos because they can't enjoy the meal. Can they get a guy? Right, can they get a guy to shut it off? They can get a guy to shut it off.
Shut it off, Kilachayad himself.
Kilachayad.
Okay, and after the alarm goes off, the company that has gone, they will then give you a phone call to check and make
sure. Don't answer the phone. And then the police come.
The police will then come.
If you don't answer the phone, the police come.
So what?
So you give him some chillin'. Give him some grape juice, yes. Give him some wine, he'll like it better.
Is there any intrinsic value in the first kos on Pesach, because you actually made the kiddush on it as opposed to the other three kosos where you only made a birkei hagafen?
Is there any difference in the way halacha looks at the first kos, which is also Koshel Kiddush, and the other three Kosos?
No, no difference. Each Kosel Kiddush are
different. So there'll be no problem of Kos Pogam or something. One allowed to add more wine to the first Kos because you did Kiddush on that Kos.
Yeah, Chelsea.
Is someone allowed to own or use as a medicine that's from Eitzel Pesach that they need?
Okay. Person has medicine for asthma that they need, and it turns out there's some chametz in it.
You can throw it or not?
No, it's for medicine.
So you have to throw it.
Yeah, Elliot.
Is one allowed to play a game on Shabbos which includes fake money or pretending to be in business?
All right. If he's a little child of 3 years, but if he's a big person, so let him learn how to do this.
Have a good yard. Yes. Yeah.
Shovel snow?
If you could do a kalacha, if it's sakana, yeah, or if you could do a kalacha yad if you really need to, but stam shoveling, no. You do it. Kilacha yad, if you don't know kilacha yad, just is, let's say normally a person's a righty and he does it in a very efficient way, he'll do it backhand. Kilacha yad literally means backhand. So he'll do it with his left hand in a strange way, which is not efficient. But that's only if it's no salvage, it's only if it's shasad fat.
Are you going to put salt down?
Can you put salt down? Can you put salt down on Shabbos to melt the ice? To melt the ice?
No problem.
Yeah.
If
let's say you're outside of your house, there's a sheet of ice. Can you take a thing to chop it up on Shabbos to break it? To break it on Shabbos?
Yes.
You could do it, right? Let's say that's okay. No.
If it's not bad?
Yeah. Then it's not bad, but you have a chayad. What do you mean, Israel?
Why should it be not bad? But if it's not bad, but for this special person, it is bad.
But maybe it's not.
For me, then I shall tell how to do it.
Okay? There you go.
Oh, it can be too. It can be over the ice.
Right. Okay. Shimon.
I heard that in Zemiros, the Zemiros of Suda and Shabbos is very important to the Suda. So let's say a person doesn't know the words, is that a whistle? A whistle on Shabbos normal?
Well, to quote, if a person doesn't know the words to the Zemiros on Shabbos, doesn't know the words, is he allowed to whistle the tune?
No, it's not nice. There was a Hasidic story. In the shul of Yitzhak. Was reciting and Hashem working seven times. And then a little retarded boy who couldn't talk, so he started whistling. So the Hasidim wanted to throw out the little retarded boy. So Hashem said, you know that there was in heaven, they wanted to decree that Chassid Shalom should be a Knesset. And because of that little voice, so the battle is a tonight story, you know. I saw parents making it tonight.
Parents mentioned it,
yeah. It was the late parents. He was a great Jewish writer.
He said you shouldn't whistle.
It's okay.
It's okay to whistle the Zemiros on Shabbos?
Yeah. No, somebody knows, okay, and if he's a grown-up person, so it's ridiculous, but he's a little child, why not?
Okay.
Let me just put you in the mood in Shabbos. Please, yeah.
Okay. The person enjoys whistling on Shabbos because it makes him feel good.
Who told him then what kind of person? You say about the previous letter that when he mentioned his story in Russia,
so it depends on the situation. Okay, you have to know the person. In other words, if it really makes their Shabbos so special, then there could be a heter for it.
Just something that
you can do without it.
If you don't have to, don't do it. If it makes your Shabbos so, if it's so important to your Shabbos, then it'll be mutter. Marsha.
Yeah, someone put.
Can a person put a tea bag into a kli shlishi on Shabbos?
Yes.
Okay. Even kli sheni. But, okay, the kli sheni, if it's yatzol lettuce, is it kli sheni?
No, it should not be yatzol.
Okay, so if you take it from the pot and you put it in a cup and it's still...
cold water.
Okay, to cool it down.
Yeah. question. Like an insulated container?
Yes, yeah, okay.
Okay.
On Shabbos, I learned that you're supposed to have your favorite meal. Is there a chiyuv to have meat or on Shabbos, or are you allowed to have milk?
Whatever he enjoys more. He enjoys fish more. So they have meat for that fish.
That tastes like lasagna.
He likes milk eggs.
Not fish. Not fish. It's just like you don't get more.
He likes blintzes.
Why not?
Why is there such a strong minhag to stay up all night on Shavuos and learn when, in fact, Pesach night, you have a real mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So how come there's not such a strong mitzvah minhag?
Shavuos night, all my Jews, so stayed up all night. Okay. And so, stayed up all night, and Pesach. So, it's not a mitzvah, I mean, it's a Hebrew mitzvah, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any difference between different, let's say, for example, playing ball? We're not allowed to play ball on Shabbos, but is there any, since it, if it was Yom Kippur, is there any lighter?
It ever says, that they observe the mitzvahs and they became hard because they used to play ball within the mechitzes of our ball.
So one should not do it on Yom Kippur. Yeah.
I think I read the Gemara, they're playing ball on the side of the shul, so would that be different? They're actually playing the ball on the shul itself.
On the shul?
On the wall, okay.
He wants to know if the Gemara that you just mentioned is, if the reason was because they were playing ball on Yom Tov or because they were playing on the side of a shul.
No, it wasn't mentioned that they do this on the side of a shul.
Can a person untie, let's say, his shoelaces, has a double knot on Shabbos? Can he take out a double knot from shoelaces on Shabbos?
Yeah, it's not.
Okay.
When you touch your animal on Shabbos, if you get enough of it, create enough of it, would it be like to, would it be like to pet it?
Can you pet a cat on Shabbos?
Why not?
Yeah.
On Shabbos day, where are you supposed to stop the kiddush?
How does one make Kiddush Rabbah on Shabbos? Does he say any psukim before, or just say Baruch Pei Hagafen?
But don't say the psukim, and I made the Kiddush
sitting down. Baruch Pei Hagafen.
No,
Al-Kain
Berach.
What?
Al-Kain Berach.
No.
Okay. Down one.
That's right, it's
almost 8 o'clock. Davin. Okay. I guess we're still on Davin.